Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi guys, and welcome to...
How come you can say hi guys, but I can't say hi guys?
I didn't say you can say hi guys.
Yes, you did.
Hello folks, and welcome to the very first episode of Now We're Talking, Baby. Okay, no, I like that.
Thank you.
So am I going to be the intro person throughout now? Because I don't mind.
Absolutely not. Just, you know, when I find my feet.
Okay. Okay. For any of you who do not already know us, I'm Cam.
And I am Emily. And we are going to take you guys on our journey of parenthood.
Yep. Learning as we go, sharing as we go.
Yeah.
We're going to be learning.
Probably oversharing.
Yeah, definitely oversharing. And we, I reckon, are at the base level of probably me definitely not knowing anything about parenthood, about babies. So we're here to learn and to
grow together.
And hopefully. Oh, yeah, you're going to grow every week. That's good.
I know.
We should do like a little chart on the wall.
We should.
It's not weigh you because I think that's a bit
no,
nasty.
No, maybe not a chart, but oh, you know how we. Compare, there's like an app where you see what fruit the baby is right now. We should bring have a fruit on the table.
That's
every
a good
time
idea. Or that, and this will paint your belly and we'll get you to bump up against the wall and every week it'll get a little bit bigger.
I rest my case.
So yes, so yeah, we hope to entertain you guys. We're going to educate you guys. We're going to learn, and we're going to hopefully teach some of you as well, because I think more people need to know about this stuff.
Yeah, parenthood. Of course. And you know,
it's a scary thing.
There isn't a rule book for parenting or, you know, pregnancy in general. And it's kind of just all about learning as you go and just, you know, winging it, essentially.
Yeah, but winging it together.
Winging it together, yes.
So today's a very exciting day.
I know, I'm so excited. I can't believe we've got to wait till the last minute to do the cake, but that's okay.
Yeah, no, I'm quite anxious for that moment. I think that's... I'm not anxious.
Are you anxious?
I don't know.
I'm
so excited, but it's like a big thing, isn't it? It's like, okay, that's going to determine everything, I think.
What, how much you love the child?
No. It's going to determine, like, whether we're going to watch Marvel, Lord of the Rings. Like, there's a lot riding on that. So, yeah, it's like, I don't know. It's just, I feel like when we know the gender...
It'll seem more real.
Yeah, because at the moment I can't visualise me being a dad. I suppose that won't happen until we've actually had the child anyway, but like...
Yeah, I feel like because we haven't started decorating the room yet because we don't know the gender.
That's a big thing, yeah.
I'm so excited when for we that. Start that process and like actually buying things for the baby, yeah, it's gonna seem real.
And I just think it's like different approaches. Like I think I'll... Being a dad for a girl and being a dad for a boy is like two different things. Probably the same as you with them. Actually, I think it's quite similar being a mum, but I think as a dad... I'll be more protective of the girl, which is the boy, it'll be like, oh, do you want to jump off? Should we jump off the chairs? Do you know what I mean? It's like more reckless kind of...
It's a reckless kind of love.
I was literally saying yesterday, I was saying to you, wasn't I? I was like, I can imagine you coming home, if we have a boy, probably if we have a girl too, you coming home and just being very annoyed at whatever we do when you're gone.
Well, like, I think if I remember correctly, you said... We're going to fill up the bathtub with polystyrene balls. So, yes, I would be annoyed.
Yeah, well, that's fun. That is fun. I've done it once and it was great fun. The cleanup job was horrible, but it was fun. And I think okay, we should allow them to do things
okay,
like that.
Okay, but I think there's, you know, 100 other things you can do, which is even more fun.
On,
that
like,
doesn't
like what? Like what?
Going to get ice cream.
Oh, going to get... No.
No.
That's standard. See, that's why I know I'm going to be the fun parent. Because
I knew this was coming.
Like, oh, mum takes me for ice cream. Dad lets me fill up the bath with polystyrene balls and throw them around the house.
I'm sorry, but the fact
filled
you
up
have
his ice
to
bath
say
with jelly.
Every single time, I'm going to be the fun parent, automatically makes you the least fun parent.
I state it because
I don't need to, you know, blow my own horn because I know.
No, because you're going to take it for ice cream. That's the pinnacle of your fun. Ice cream. Whereas with me, possibilities are endless. I want to get one of those, what are they called? Slip and slides. I want to get a slip and slide in the garden. I've already measured it. It'll fit.
Okay.
And basically what we can do, because we've got those steps going down into the garden.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to put a little, I thought this all out. I'm going to put a little like padding up against the gate, because obviously we don't want to hit the gate. We're going to run from the steps, jump onto the slip and slide, straight into the padding, obviously not the gate. That's fucking fun.
Oh, yeah. This sounds great.
See, and you're going to be there like, oh, boys, or Cam and girl, seriously, oh, what are you doing? And I'll be there like, move away, you boring mum. Go get some ice cream for us.
Okay, well, I'm glad we cleared that up.
Yeah. I've also got another little surprise for you.
Hey.
As we're doing the podcast now, the podcast needed a jingle. And as I am a music artist, I thought, who better than do it than me? And so
is this what I was singing? So
I had to make this really simple for him and like keep a... I didn't want to hear in the whole podcast, but I needed some of her vocals in there. So I had to do
that. Because obviously I'm the star of the show.
Because she is the star of the show. She actually got quite a good voice.
Oh my God, whoa. Can we just replay that? Because he has never said that before.
Well, you're not tone deaf, are you? It's not unpleasant to listen to. That's what I'd say.
Thank you.
So the producer just made like a bass guitar track and I got him to sing over it. And you were quite nervous, weren't you?
I was very nervous. It took you
a while, but we got there. And then I filled in the gaps, did my parts, and then he basically added everything back in.
Okay, well, let's hear it.
And there's a lovely little touch, if you can hear it at the end, which you'll like. I've put something in at the end. Well, I haven't. My producer has.
Come on in.
Okay. Mommy, don't be crazy.
Daddy, don't be lazy.
Oh, turn upside down, cause
now we're talking, baby.
Now we're talking, baby.
Bobba's heartbeat.
That's our baby's heartbeat right at the end.
I love that. That is so good. Have you heard that before?
No.
Do you like it? So I love it.
Ba-dum, bum, bum. Mommy, don't be crazy.
Daddy, don't be lazy.
I will turn upside down because now we're talking, baby. Now we're talking, baby. Smashed it. Thanks, girl. So... For any of you who do not already know us, I'm Cam.
And I am Emily Miller. Don't know if I should have said my
name. No, say your full name. State your full name.
I'm Emily Faye Miller-Hari.
Yep, I'm Cameron Edward Holmes. And we are in love. We're a couple who share things with each other. We're an in love couple. We're a couple, aren't we?
We are a proper couple. We became a couple on a TV show on Netflix a few years ago. And it was kind of love at first sight, wasn't it?
No, it was very much love at first sight. And it was three and a half years ago.
Oh my God, he loves doing
this.
It was
3.5
like,
years ago.
We would be together like a year and he'll tell people we've been together like 10 years. I don't know why you like doing that.
I like, because it feels like an eternity.
I don't know, maybe. But yeah, no, 3.5 years.
Three
like
and something years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But thank you, Netflix, for helping us find each other.
Yeah.
I did initially want a international man.
However, I'm Welsh. That is international. That's different to your country.
Well, I meant like, you know,
like an Italian stallion type. Is that what you wanted? She couldn't help yourself, could you?
I couldn't. I know. I just love the M4 so much.
Oh, we love the M4.
No, that M4 is a pain, though. The amount of times we had to drive.
I don't mind the M4. I think it's actually quite one of my favourite M's, if anything. M25 is the least.
I'm your favourite M.
You're my favourite M, and then second, M4.
Thank you.
M25, right down the bottom. Okay, what don't you like about the M25?
I just don't know why Before you, yeah, I never went on the M25. And since being with you, I now find myself living on the M25. Like, I never left my hometown really before. And now all of a sudden, I'm going here, there and everywhere. And I have to experience the M25 pretty much every single day. And I don't think I deserve that.
So hang on.
I'm the reason for your dislike for the M25. Yes, because you've made me move. And, you know, there's been times where I have to go back and see my mum all the time. Or, you know, with the dog or just in general life, seeing friends, work.
I will say, I moved to you. Can we just clarify this? So I packed up my home in Wales. I packed up I left my friends, my family to come and live with you.
Yeah, so you should.
Yeah. So actually, we're even Stevens. I left my home and you now live on the M25.
Woo.
Woo. We both live on the M25.
We do. Yeah. We actually live like literally 5 minutes off the M25, so that's
We should get sponsored by the M25.
Oh god.
I think it could do a lot of work. I got a lot of recommendations for the M25.
Me so fucking too.
Whoever's in charge of the M25, please just DM me. Thank you. Yeah. So yeah, also I think M25 could do with maybe a new name. I think the M25, like a rebrand.
Like, you know? The shit house 25.
Well, no, that would clearly wouldn't do well because no one would want to go on it. You need to call it something fun, something upbeat, something, you know.
No, that is the issue. Too many people are on it. We need to get people to come off
okay,
it.
Okay. So give it something worse.
Yeah, exactly. The shit house 25.
Shit house M25. Okay. Well, yeah. That's our recommendations for you, M25. Take them if you want.
Yes. Should we
explain the show like in a sentence for anyone that hasn't watched it?
Okay, round up Hot Tilt Handle in a sentence. I was going to say round up the M25.
We're off the M25 now. Too Hot to Handle is essentially a celibacy challenge where you go on there, people who are typical fuck boys, fuck girls, who have no...
Speak for yourself.
Who can't form deep connections with people. So what they do is they strip all that back, strip away any activity, kissing included, all of it. You can't, no physical touch. In order for you to gain a deeper connection with
deeper,
a person.
Meaningful connection. And, well done.
And we did.
That's good. Good.
It was a good summary, wasn't it?
It was really good. And, you know, we succeeded.
We did. We had a few bumps
with
in the road.
With flying colours. Yeah, true, actually. We did have a couple bumps in the road.
On my part. But
obviously.
Look at us now.
You are the man.
But now we're talking baby, so, you know.
Now we're
winning.
Talking baby.
We're winning. Yeah, it was a weird experience, and it was weird. It was.
I was nearly burped in the mic. Sorry.
Oh, you fucking
bitch. Honestly, being pregnant, you're so gassy.
Yeah, no, I can tell. I live with you. I know. You have to. Don't have to tell you. Why are you telling me? Oh, thank you for that information.
I mean, I have always been.
You're quite a gassy. You're quite a gassy girl. I think. I would say.
Yes, I am. It's just because I'm comfortable. I'm only around people I'm comfortable with.
But it is weird because I had to get used to that with you. You're very much like open, whereas like my ex was...
I'm very vocal with my gases. Yeah,
yeah, I wasn't used to that because my ex was the total opposite. Mm. So you were like, whoa, you were a surprise.
That was crazy to me that your ex never went to the toilet in front of you.
No.
Like number two.
It's quite nice though. Never knew it was happening. Never a smell. But with you, fucking doors are open.
Yes. There's no secrets in our household.
Nope, I can't even have a shit in peace. Honestly.
Yeah,
I don't even lock the doors anymore because I'm like, what's the point? But the doors in our new house, they have a system. I've noticed this.
Know.
You can't open it from the other side.
I know.
Because what she used to do is, in our old house, she used to get a coin and flip it from the other side. And I'm like, I'm having a shit. And then she'd come in and go, this is what she did, right? She'd walk in.
Why do you always have to talk about poo?
Because... I like it. She'd walk in and go, and I'm like, what the fuck do you expect? Like, what do you expect this room is going to smell like? She's like, stinks in here. And I'm like, you didn't have to come in. You didn't have to get that 2p and open the door, did you?
Yes, because sometimes you just need to be told.
What, that my shit smells?
Yeah, that your shit stinks.
And what do you want me to do, shit in the garden?
Preferably, yes.
You wouldn't let me shit in the garden. If you saw me outside having a shit, you would lose your head. Because I'd happily shit in the garden if you'd let me.
And see, that's so funny because I would happily pick up Twix's shit, but I would not pick up yours.
Yeah, don't blame you. I wouldn't want to pick up your shit from the garden. But don't...
If you're not going to pick up mine, how are you going to do our babies?
Oh, that'll be fine, I think. I think that'll be fine. I haven't thought about that. The shit side.
Well,
yeah.
You need to. Cause
I'm
going to
think about everything. I'm going to think about everything in steps. I'm going to tackle everything as I face it.
And you think the baby's going to wait for you to tackle those demons?
Yes. I think
the baby's going to be a pooping machine.
When does the baby take its fat? When do you think the baby will have his first shit after coming out of you?
I don't know.
Sometimes it's straight away, isn't it? Oh no, you can sometimes.
I will probably most definitely
poop on the baby.
Yes, but that's normal.
I think I was pooped on. My mum says. I think maybe my brother, me or my brother, one of us was pooped
on.
Yeah,
probably
by our mum.
Yeah,
during birth.
I can see that for your mum.
She's giving poop on the baby.
Yeah,
shit.
She's giving, you know, free spirit. Doesn't give a shit, literally.
Yeah, we love you, Mum.
Yeah, we love you, Kat. So when we finished filming, we actually had 6 months of living in secret.
Yeah.
We were a secret couple for 6 months. We were secret lovers. Which I loved.
I really enjoyed it.
And looking back, it was so fun.
I think that was essential to where we are now, because, and I'll say
100%.
This. 100%. It was very romantic. And I like that we will always have that story. That story will be...
I can't wait to show our kids. I can't really? Wait. I can't wait.
Not the whole thing, though.
Why not?
I had a wank in a shower. I don't really want our kids to see that.
Well, we can skip over that part.
Skip episode 5.
No, not the whole episode.
And episode 2 and 3.
Cam, it was like 2 seconds. Let's be real. Don't fucking flatter yourself.
It was 2 seconds, but regardless, like, my nan's already seen it. I don't want my baby seeing it. Mm,
Richard and Judy have seen it.
Have they?
Yeah, do you not remember on Gogglebox?
No.
Is it Richard and Judy?
No.
Yeah, do you not remember on Gogglebox?
I don't remember Richard and Judy are on Gogglebox. Are they?
Yes. I don't remember. Come on, dopey. I've come to realization recently that Cam is the dopiest person I know.
No.
And all these years, he's fooled me into thinking that he's really intelligent.
I am intelligent.
Smart.
I've got a master's.
No, don't let him fool you. He is dopey.
All right, this all stems from the fact that I left the garage open overnight.
Oh, Cam. No.
Oh,
he left the garage open. He leaves piss in the toilet all the time.
No, you did that. I've got a picture of it.
Cam! No, you did not.
I've got a picture of it.
I've got pictures of yours, so don't. Don't. If you want to start this, we can go.
No, I'm all right. But you did, so don't say I'm dopey.
Okay,
you did the same thing.
But it's just so many things that make sense to me now. And it's okay to be dopey. That's what I'm trying to say. It's okay, but just admit it.
No, I won't admit it, because I'm not dopey. I left the garage open overnight. Yes, someone could have robbed us in our sleep, but they didn't. That's the main thing.
I wish I made a list. I actually probably have made a list.
Have you got a list?
Oh, I think I have got a list, actually.
here
we go.
Oh, fucking hell.
I just needed to refresh.
Oh, classic.
Okay.
I'm going to have justifications for every single one of these, so please hit
me. Oh my God, how could I forget about this one? The bath.
Oh,
the bath last night.
The bath.
Oh my God. Right, so he was feeling a bit mad at that. So I was like, oh, why don't you go run yourself a bath, babe? And he was like, yeah, I think I will. Anyway, literally 10 minutes into this, I still hear the water running. So I'm like...
I like a deep bath. But,
no, I know he loves a deep bath, which is fine.
I'm big boy.
Especially for our water bill. But I was like, babe, come on, like, turn the water off now. And he was like, yeah, I'm just adding cold now, And I could see it was only that much left of room for cold. And I was like, okay, you know, don't want him to get angry or whatever, because you do have an anger problem. And so I left it. Anyway, honestly... A half an hour goes by, yeah, and he is still running this fucking bath.
You're exaggerating.
No, Cam, don't.
You tell your story and then I'll tell them actually
what happened. He's still running this bath.
He's
butt naked, bent over this bath, his hairy ass. What have you got in your hand? He's got like a plunger.
No, because I couldn't.
Trying to plunge out the water.
I couldn't. Our water's really hot. I need to tell.
Finished.
I was getting my hand
in. He's got something in his hand. Yeah, I don't know why he's moving the water around with this plunger.
Because it's too hot to do it with my hands. I've got a stick.
I'm just like at this point, like, I need to remove myself from this situation because it was just a mess. So I've gone in the shower, like a different separate bathroom in the shower, and I've just started washing my hair. Guess what happens? The water goes freezing cold. I'm like,
oh, you weren't happy. She stormed in.
Oh my God. I stormed in, shivering. I looked like the Grudge with all my hair wet over me, going, you've used up all the hot water. So I've just sat in his bath and plonked myself in there and said, fuck you, it's mine now.
Right. Thank you for that. In my defense, I need to speak to the plumber because the water is piping hot. You can make a cup of tea with that bath water. It was so hot. So what I did was I filled up to my normal level because I've done baths before. I've had a few houses. I've run baths. So I know what I'm doing there. Okay. And I've run it up to a nice level that I like. I like a deep bath. Of course, I'm a big boy. I like it.
Sorry, can I just add?
I'm telling my story.
No, I bought Epsom salts. Yeah, the other day.
Oh,
and he used the whole bag.
No, I didn't. I used a third, like you meant to.
Used
2 to 4 cups.
No, used half, over half of my Epsom salts. That. He used the whole bag. It then just went straight down the drain because he had to let go of the whole bath.
I'm training in the gym every day. You know, I've got sore muscles.
Yeah, but the point is you don't
move. You don't need as much as me.
I'm pregnant.
Yeah, fair enough. But yeah. But anyway, I filled the bath up to this nice level and I was like, okay, I'll get in there. I turned the cold tap on, the cold wasn't working. So well, the dilemma I had was that the bath was too hot, couldn't fill it with cold because it wasn't cold enough, so I had to let some out, hence why I had the stick to poke it.
You're just so dilute in this whole situation. And it's
essentially, this is the plumber's fault. He needs to come and sort the taps out. That's what we're taking away from that.
Whatever.
On an intellectual level, I shit all over you. GCSEs, put that down on paper.
You are good at history.
Got A levels, got a master's, got a degree.
This isn't the cam show. I think, yeah, from now on, I'm going to present a new dopiness story to our listeners.
Every week.
Yes, because they do, actually, in hindsight. At the time, it was very upsetting, but if not upsetting.
It was upsetting. You got upset by the fact that I overran my bath.
I told you I was upset because I wasn't going to make you pancakes after it.
Yeah.
I actually wasn't going to make him pancakes after it. That's how upset I was.
That's why I tried to handle the situation as carefully as possible because I wanted pancakes.
But yeah, every week I'm going to bring a new story to the table. Now we're talking, baby. We have something very exciting happening today.
Very exciting indeed.
It's something we've been waiting for a long, long time. Mm-hmm. We've had to go through a few hurdles to get here, but we are finding out the gender of our baby today. Sorry. No, this is so exciting.
No, it
we
is.
Have been to the baker's to pick up the cake.
So
we will do the cake a bit later on. But for now, we're going to listen to some hormonal messages from you guys.
Hormonal messages? Do you think you've been hormonal?
Honestly, no. No, like seriously. In hindsight, because I'm actually quite disappointed at how little hormonal I have been. I've seen videos and I'm like, oh yes, I can't wait to, you know, have that excuse and be like that and act that way. I haven't really changed.
No, do you know what? I will actually say you're fairly similar. There's a few moments you do kind of kick off, like the bath situation.
No, but I
and the cloth
don't
and
even
and
try
the cloth situation.
The cloth.
Yeah, the cloth situation. So
The cloth.
So microfiber cloths, right? We've got a microfiber cloth.
Oh, that was just fucking annoying though. Don't even bother.
No, but that was you. That was you a little bit like over the top.
It was a brand new microfiber cloth and he just wetted the whole thing.
Yeah, what is what you meant to do with the microfiber cloth?
No, it's not. Then you just leave it damp and stinky. It was just annoying. Anyway, I digress.
Okay, now we're doing some messages from you guys. So what have you got for me?
So this is from Amy. Hi guys, I'm 7 months pregnant and really feeling the hormones. Yesterday I saw a goose flying by itself and teared up immediately. Because obviously it meant that somehow he got separated from his flock and was now all alone in this cruel world. I imagined his panic when he realized the separation and all the things he thought about as he frantically tried to catch up. I wondered if he had a family who abandoned him. All of this in a 10 second window. Have you had any irrational cries? Lots of love.
I feel like that would get you.
That would pull at my heartstrings for sure, but I've never seen a flying goose on their own.
That
so
is actually quite sad though, isn't
that
it?
I feel for Amy because
he's probably quite lost. It's probably like, shit, where's the rest of them? You never see one on their own.
Oh, he'd be like, guys, wait up.
Yeah, that is quite, I think that's justifiable.
Yeah, 100%. Well, to be fair, I mean, animals pull at my heartstrings anyway, but even this morning we were late for today because there was a dog running around our front garden on our drive. And I was like in my pajamas, half makeup and hair, running down like, oh my God, a dog. Let the dog in immediately. Stank to high heaven.
Our house stunk. As we left the house to come here, the house just stunk of dog.
It did stink, but that's okay. You know, I got one of our clean bowls to give it water. Didn't want the water. It just wanted me to throw a stick for him. But like, yeah, any animals I would probably cry at. So yeah, I feel like pregnant or not.
Yeah, I just don't think you've been that emotional. You're not an emotional person in general, though, I'd
say. I'm not. During the first trimester, I was pretty bad.
Yeah, you were. You were a little bit more emotional. But I think that was just because you felt sick a lot. You were really tired. So I think you were more just like struggling with it.
I was just an emotional wreck, yeah, because I was very, like you just said, sick and tired all the time.
Yeah, whereas recently you've been hard as a rock.
Yeah, but I feel like because this second trimester has been such a breeze, thankfully, apparently third trimester can be a bit tricky again.
Oh, really? Yeah. This is from Cara. Oh, it's a long one. Okay. Hey, guys. I had what felt like the world's longest pregnancy. I was 40 weeks and overdue, and I just wanted to get the baby out of me. Me and my partner tried everything. We went for a walk on my swollen feet, and then I rubbed at my nipples like I was getting a red wine stain out of a carpet, and nothing happened. We set up what we thought would get the baby out, a curry night followed by a shag.
I love that. This is what I'm imagining for us as well, by the way.
Oh, hang on, okay.
What do you mean, oh?
No, great for us. We ordered a takeaway with some of the spiciest things on the menu. I'm talking lamb madras, the spicy lime pickle, chicken vindaloo, and an extra hot shish kebab, and waited a bit before going up to the bedroom. That's a risky game.
Oh my God, she's going to poo on him.
She's going to shit. Oh, okay, hang on. Sex when you're pregnant isn't the easiest thing, so we kept it simple with missionary. It's nice, safe. I like they've done that.
Oh, I couldn't do missionary, heavily pregnant.
About 5 minutes in, I thought we were getting somewhere. I could feel my stomach contract and the baby was kicking. And I looked up at my partner's face in horror. I'd shat all over the bed, my partner, and gave birth to a massive shit. Our daughter came along a few days later. Love, Cara. Kiss, kiss. I don't know what she was expecting, really.
I would just be so mortified if they were like my favourite bed sheets.
I mean, I just don't think where she got that approach from. Is that
no,
like
no,
a
no, no, that's the thing. That's the thing, to have a hot curry and sex.
Have sex.
Do you not remember your mum telling us this?
Yep, I do remember my mum saying that. Thank you. Yep. We don't have to go through that again.
It's a thing, you know, to have a hot curry and sex, or, you know, some sort of stimulation to help get the baby come out quicker. But that, the combination, I'd probably do one or the other. I probably wouldn't do a combo. Definitely wouldn't do the combo now.
No, wouldn't do that combo now because you are running the risk of shitting.
Oh, God, that's probably ruined their sex life forever.
Oh, definitely.
That's probably that child would probably have no siblings now.
That'll be the last time that I reckon they have sex.
Yeah.
Oh, bless her.
That would be the last straw for you, I reckon.
But the baby came a few days later, so whether that was a good tactic or not, I don't know. Could have maybe done without it. We're going to be reading a lot of your messages and stories, guys. So
yeah, we want to hear your stories, you know. Yeah. More graphic the better.
Okay, more graphic the better. Any pregnancy horror stories, funny stories, anything like that, or just advice you've got for us. So if you guys want to get in touch and send us a message, you need to email nwtb@jampopproductions.co.uk, or you can reach us on @NowWe'reTalkingBaby on Insta and TikTok. Boom, boom, boom.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I feel like we need to give a bit of a backstory in this whole pregnancy.
Yeah.
Because I don't know about you, but I know exactly the location, the day, and the position that baby was conceived.
I know location. That's all I know. I know.
Savage. That's all you know.
Well, I didn't know because you didn't tell me until, when was it? You probably found out a month before me, and then maybe like a few weeks, and then you told me.
I didn't find out a month before you. I had an inkling, but I officially knew like 3 days before.
Okay,
you.
Okay.
Okay, so, okay, well, any guesses where the baby was?
It was in Ibiza.
It was in Ibiza. It was
in
Ibiza,
in our hotel room.
I would hope so.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, I would hope it would be nowhere in public.
No, nope, we're not like that. We don't do that.
It was the 18th of September.
Was it?
It was the 18th of September, because it was the last day of my period.
Oh, yeah, and we thought we were being safe.
We thought we were being safe, yeah. You know, as you do, because it's the technique we've used our whole relationship, isn't it? Mm-hmm. I'm not on contraception. I have never been, really, since I was 16, so...
Oh, okay.
What?
Nothing.
It's quite normal to speak about.
Okay, cool.
So, yeah, on my period, we thought, fine, you know, safe. And position, missionary, obs.
Was it? Wasn't that, did I not switch off or anything? Did I not give it?
Probably not.
Probably bad. But was it good for me?
Probably missionary.
Was it not any good for me? Like, do you remember it out of 10? Was it all right?
It was good. It actually was.
Well, that's the, I'd hoped, because, you know, at least if we're having the baby, we want it to be a nice one.
Yeah.
Nice send off.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. So, yeah, that was when it happened.
Yeah.
So, it was so weird. Like, I knew 2 weeks, being pregnant for 2 weeks, I just knew.
Did you have an inkling? Mother's inkling?
From our pregnancy before, it was just the exact same signs. Like, I, as most of you probably know, have no boobs. And for me, at the time, because now they're huge, they were little swollen puppies. And I was like, oh, that doesn't even normally happen when I'm, like, you know, due on my period. So that was happening. And then I think was that the only telltale sign? I can't remember.
It was so that, because I remember it happened with the first pregnancy. You didn't want to drink alcohol at all. You just, like, felt sick when you thought about it.
That's right. So, yeah, I just couldn't get, like, I'd be drinking, going out, and I just didn't have the taste for it. Like, I didn't want to drink, and I couldn't get drunk. So that was definitely another sign. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to wait until I was due on my period, because obviously that's what you're supposed to do. And yeah, so the last day of my supposed period, I took the test, and within seconds it came up as positive. And it was coming up to Cam's birthday. So I was like, oh, I'll wait to tell him on his birthday, because what a lovely birthday surprise.
And the donkeys.
And the donkeys. So obviously I told my mum straight away, and, you know, we were both buzzing. We were jumping around, you know, you can imagine. And I had some pictures printed off, like, of the pregnancy test and whatever. And I was going to, like, hang them around the hotel room for Cam's birthday, because I was taking him to Marbella. And so, you know, got to Marbella. All this time I'm just thinking, oh my God, because I was thinking, shit, I'm not gonna be able to drink, and Cam's gonna know what's happening.
That's how
he's gonna know. But actually, we didn't drink a lot, did we?
No, we didn't. I think I had like one drink maybe.
Yeah, so that was fine. And it was only, so it got to your birthday, and I actually decided to not tell him on his birthday, because I thought I'd let you have one more year of freedom.
Or was it the fact that you took me to a donkey sanctuary for my birthday, and I wasn't happy about that?
That too.
Yeah. That.
But how? I don't understand how anyone couldn't be happy with being taken to a donkey sanctuary.
Right. Okay. Any other day, I would have been oh, great. But like my birthday, I thought she knows me by now. She knows that I like to do fun stuff. There was a trampoline.
What? That is fun.
It's not really.
That is so fun.
There was an underground.
See, this is why
there was
be the
literally
fun parent.
An underground trampoline park, like 10 minutes from my hotel, and I was like, it's gotta be that. She knows I love trampolines. She knows I love being underground.
Never been on a trampoline in our life.
In our life? I used to have a trampoline in my garden. Ask my mum. I told you about my trampoline, because I used to jump on the wall and go to McDonald's. I've told you this story. Okay. We had a great fat trampoline. Anyway, she takes me, so we're driving to this thing, and I'm in the car, and I'm like, oh my God, where are we going? We're going to the trampoline park. She told me to wear sports gear, like gym stuff. So I'm like, it's definitely it. And this driver's getting, bless him, the poor driver's getting even more annoyed, because he's like taking us down this dirt track. And then I just see this fucking sign for donkeys, and I'm like, what? And I had a strop. I feel bad for it. I had a strop.
You
and the woman, bless her, the woman was like, oh, do you want your own donkey? And I was like, no, I'm all right.
Could you imagine? You're so ungrateful.
Yeah, but,
these
yeah,
poor
but I just
donkeys.
I just don't think I've ever expressed like a love for donkeys. I don't hate them, but I don't ever go, oh, fuck, I love donkeys. I've never done that, so I'm just a bit confused as to
I thought you love an ass.
Realistically,
that's
it
good
was
for me.
A bit.
Come on, you didn't give me any credit for that. Thank you.
Was a bit more for you, because I just walked.
Okay, it was for me.
I literally all I've got on my phone is pictures of
me and the donkey,
of you and a donkey, and I'm like, that was my birthday.
Yeah, well, at least we'll remember it forever.
Yeah, and then you tried to get me to do fucking TikToks. You're like, oh, babe, I've got to film a TikTok. I'm like, no, I've had enough. No, but it's my birthday. I'm behind a donkey.
Okay, so
carry on. Yeah,
this is the reason I decided not to tell him his birthday. I was like, okay, better not. You know, he's not in the best of moods and whatever. Yeah. So waited the next day. And it was then, that was the night you wanted to drink. And we was at dinner, and you were trying to get me to order cocktails and a bottle of wine. And I was like, not really feeling it. Mm-mm-mm. And you were like, what's wrong with you? And I was like, I just need to go to the bathroom. And I went to the bathroom and like just compose myself. And came back. And I said, right, as soon as I sit down, I just need to tell her. I don't even know why I was so nervous to tell you, to be honest. I actually don't even know why.
Yeah.
And as soon as I sat down, just blurted it out.
Yeah, ooh, you did. Yeah. And I was shocked. I'm not going to lie, I was. And I'm going to kind of, I'm not going to pretend that I wasn't. You know, I think, because we weren't trying for it. It wasn't something, we'd always spoken about babies and we'd spoken about having kids. That wasn't a surprise. But I think for me, I just really was not expecting it. I think I was in a bit of a weird place, kind of with my career and stuff. And I've always wanted to say I will have a baby when at the right time. But as I've been reminded now, there's never a right time to have a baby. And now I'm honestly so, so excited to have this baby. Like, I think now this is the best thing that's ever happened to us. But at first, when you told me, I was like, I didn't know. I'm really bad at processing
stuff. Let's just say it wasn't the reaction I'd hoped
for. No, second baby, reaction will be on point. Don't you worry. Second baby.
Yeah, you got to make up for it.
But I think I needed to go through all that. And I said this because I think some people might at first react in a positive way, but then panic and then, but not share that. And then under the surface, be panicking through the whole pregnancy.
Yeah.
Whereas what I did is I panicked.
Offloaded.
At first, but now I've just been, I like think I've been very supportive and I'm very excited for the whole journey.
Yeah, for sure. But I think initially it was just the fact that I expected you to be as excited as I was and the fact that you wasn't.
Yeah. And in a way, like I regret that, but I also don't, because I think that needs to happen, because now, because of that, I'm so on board for this.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm fully, fully here and I'm excited and I'm ready to have this baby.
You're ready to find ready out the gender.
I'm ready to find out the gender.
So it is finally time to reveal the gender.
Oh God.
No, I don't even know why I'm saying oh God. I'm just like, I'm nervous now.
Yeah, I'm nervous to know. So this week we went for a scan and then we gave the scan results to the baker to make the cake. Shout out Amy's Bakehouse. Here's what happened.
This is the start of the journey.
Well, it's kind of like the middle of the journey.
Our baby journey. We're going to be parents and podcasters.
Two peas in a pod.
So if you sign in for me, and then once you've done that, both of you have a read through.
All right, thank you very much. Thank you.
Check on a cute secret. Yes. Check on a cute secret gender reveal.
Yes.
Perfect.
I love that's an option.
I love that too.
What do you think you have in?
People keep saying that you have a hunch, and I'm like, I don't think I can. I don't think I can have
dreams. Dreams are pretty good.
I've had a dream twice about a boy, actually.
Yeah. Have you?
Yeah, but
I haven't had that. It's just I'm going off by the amount of hair I'm growing.
Okay.
I'm thinking it's giving testosterone.
Oh, right.
I'm not going outwards like that sideways. I'm just kind of going that
All
way.
Of that is just me.
I know.
Yeah, I feel like everyone says a lot of stuff. They're like, oh, if you love pastry, you're having a girl. And you're like, nah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's not too bad.
We are going to listen to your baby's habits. Would you like to see your baby sneak peek or fondy?
Yeah, please.
There's
a hand and a foot across the face.
I'll take it.
There's a sharp, shy baby.
Yeah. You can just about see the chin under the foot.
But are you certain what the sex is?
99.9%.
I love it. Okay, perfect. So we just come out of the scan and we apparently have a shy baby, which I didn't...
And his foot was on his face.
Yeah, I didn't ever think we'd have a shy baby, to be quite honest.
No,
but,
opposite of us.
Yeah.
And we heard the heartbeat,
which is amazing. And we had to close our eyes, didn't we, a couple of times. So
that was difficult.
That was so hard.
It's like in school when you're like not supposed to do something, but you really want to do it because you've been told not to do it.
Yeah.
So you tell us to close our eyes and I'm like, if I open them now, I'll know.
Yeah, it was hard. But, you know, it's going to be worth it once I get that cake and I can eat it.
Yeah.
Put it in my mouth.
Here's a free gift to say thank you for choosing Window to the Womb. What good?
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Here's a picture of your baby's side profile.
Is that his foot?
I think so, yeah. Your secret gender.
That's the secret.
Oh my God.
Baby of Emily and Cameron.
This is perfect. The text is just what I wanted. Colours are great.
And then you've got the coloured sponge. So you've got the surprise on top and then the coloured sponge.
Exactly.
And the design we're going for a burn cake.
Oh, no, that was a burn
cake. So it's the new trend at the moment.
Yeah.
I thought you asked if I've ever seen a burn
cake. And we are very on trend.
Trusting you with that, there we go.
Thank you so much.
All right. All right, well, you can leave it in your capable hands.
Yeah, secret. secret's safe with me.
And we'll see you in a couple of days.
I'm yeah. so excited.
Have fun baking. All right.
Thank you so much.
Bye. Okay, bye.
This is it, babe.
We're about to reveal the gender of our baby.
Drum roll, please. No, but wait. My hands are sweating. Why are you so nervous?
I don't know. I'm nervous.
Okay, but just before, what is your final prediction?
I think actually based on what we just, on boy, girl, flipper game, I think it's a girl. I think it'll be girl daddy.
Okay, well, I'm just going to say to be different, boy.
Okay.
Okay, but I honestly, at this moment in time, I actually don't. I need to know.
Okay,
right. Your clammy hands can't even light it.
I'm shaking. I'm actually shaking.
I'm panicking. Okay.
Wait till that doesn't go out.
Okay, yeah, I'm just going to make sure it burns proper. Whew, okay, guys, we ready? Oh, I can see it. Oh my god! No, I can't see it. I don't know.
No, I can see it.
It's blue! It's a boy!
Is it a boy?
It's a boy!
Dad! Oh, we got a boy!
It's a boy!
Oh, man. Oh, you hit my mouth. So much marble.
Oh my god. I knew it was a boy. I actually knew it. I knew it because every time I refer to the baby, I'd say he.
Yeah. Oh my god. Oh, it's a fucking boy.
It's a fucking boy.
Come on. Yes. I like an emotional wreck. Oh, my little boy.
You got it.
Oh. To our boy and to the journey. And,
yeah, thank you guys so much for joining us in our gender reveal. We hope you enjoyed it as much as we did. And we will see you next week for the roller coaster.
Yeah, you're part of the journey now, people. Cheers.
Yeah, you're part of the family.
Yeah.
Cheers.
You're involved.
Love you all.
Now we're talking, baby.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.